Yeah, one of my favorite jobs was controls, designing controls, and not just designing them. Once it got built, you had to make it run, kind of thing, the tooling. And for modern engineering, and we started at 6 a.m. Over in Troy 15 and John R., and we got out at 6, so they were 12-hour days, but I enjoyed the heck out of it. You know, like you say, if you enjoy your work, you never really work a day in your life. But once the machines got out on the floor kind of thing, then it changed. Down in Atlanta, I was working 105 hours a week kind of thing. It was insane, but the overtime was real good. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, Rick. Yeah, you know, I work a little bit for a subsidiary of Modern Engineering, you know, off and on, and I think in that same building. What is it? Was it backed up to, like, your, one of their offices was, you know, there's one on, I think right on 15 miles, the other one was on Stevenson Highway. That's the one kind of there, but it was an old, I think, Troy Airport or something like that at one time. And, yeah, I worked a lot of overtime, too, a lot of hours, and, yeah, the, I'd go in at, the, like you say, one time for closing the books, I'd say, okay, instead of me going home thinking I'm going to sleep, because when we're closing the books and there's 5 hours difference, and get a call because some system started and there's a fail, someone cover my system, and I'll come in at 1 a.m., and that five-hour difference, I'd be there, and I'd cover the overnight systems and then my European customer. And then if I'm still there at noon, you know, people would see me there, like, still at noon, and they'd be going, oh, you know, there must be a problem. And then they would jump in and help me. And it was kind of interesting. And then I would be going, once there was a snowstorm one year, big blizzard created some issues for, like, 3 days. So people would talk about how they were leaving for home, and they turned around because they couldn't get off of Mercury Drive over in Dearborn and stuff like that. And so I had already cleared all that. Okay, over to Dakota.